This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I was the girl with the hairbrush in the mirror singing along to things. I think the only thing I really allowed myself to dream was to be a backup singer.
That's mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato. So how does a young girl from Prairie Village, Kansas become a superstar on the opera stage?
You know, I did a very typical Midwestern thing growing up as a choral singer and high school musicals, and I just immediately identified with the power of music, and I went to college to be a music educator. I thought I would be the cool high school choral director that I had when I was in high school. You know, it's a bit cliche to say that I got bit by the bug, but that truly is what happened, and I just kind of said, you know what, I'm going to go for this and see what happens. And in a way, I sort of feel like I'm still saying that. Like, I'm just going to go for it, see what happens.
Joyce DiDonato isn't in Kansas anymore. In fact, you're more likely to find her in London, Paris, or New York City. And 2 years ago, she became the first opera singer to perform at the Grammy Awards. This month, she's excited to share her new recording, Stella DiNapoli.
This is going to Naples, the birthplace of bel canto, which is what I've spent a good portion of my musical career on. We wanted to shine a light on pieces that are not so well known, and in particular, composers that are not so well known. So we have Pacini, Mercadante, Valentini, and we're taking operas that where we're familiar with the story, but not this particular opera or music. So we have a Sappho story. We have the marriage of Lucia. We have a Sonnambula by Valentini. It's going to be characters that we're familiar with, but in a completely different musical context. And the idea is to really explore how powerful Naples was in such a creative hotbed period. So Stella di Napoli comes from the title of an opera by Pacini, and it's Star of Naples. And I thought, this is going to be fun. Let's bring some new music to light here.
Stella DiNapoli also puts a little-known conductor in the spotlight.
I worked with a young conductor, Riccardo Minazzi, and he's an aspiring conductor, but he hadn't done any projects. This was his first recording project and his first foray into bel canto. And we met, and I just had the instinct that this guy is really special. And it was a big risk, but I tell you, it was an amazing synergy. And he won the orchestra over in the first 30 seconds. The chemistry between myself and him and the orchestra is something really special.
Joyce DiDonato's signature role has been Rossini's La Cenerentola, which she sang for 17 seasons with the Metropolitan Opera. On this recording, the flexibility of her voice is featured on the last opera Rossini composed for Naples, Zelmira.
We do the finale aria from Zelmira, Riedi al Soglio from Rossini. And this is another sort of big firework number written for Isabel Colbran. And it is thrilling. It's effervescent. It's champagne. It is sparkling. And it is everything that you hope for Rossini. I had so much fun learning it.
While she's in her zone building her voice and studying opera, Joyce DiDonato says she's just doing her thing. Every once in a while, she does feel like maybe she has stepped into the land of Oz.
If I allow myself to be a bit indulgent every once in a while and I step outside, I think, no, seriously, how is this happening? Or I'm on the plane and I get to go to London or Paris and I get to really see the world in a way that I never, honestly, never dreamed of. On one hand, it does feel like a dream. On the other hand, I want to make sure that I also know it happens to be my reality at the same time.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.